This week's Parsha Shoftim, has many different mitzvos, and I'd like to focus on one idea that perhaps we could glean from different mitzvos in this Parsha. Pasuk says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, L'man Tichya V'Yerashta Ta'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Notzein Lo. So the simple pshat, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, is talking about going to a good bezdin, to have halacha achar bezdin yofe. It's talking about the bezdin system. The chidah, as quoted in the Sefer Otsros HaTorah, the chidah has a different take to tzedek tzedek tirdof. And he says like this, what's the double lashon tzedek tzedek? He explains that tzedek means it's not enough to make yourself good, but tirdof tzedek. You have to try to make others good. You have to try to influence others. You have to be mezakeh sarabim. And l'man tichya, yirash la'ata oretz, and then you'll get the, schar, chayim nitzchiyim. And the Sefer Otsros Torah expands upon that. And the point that we'd like to discuss here in this year is an individual has a transition in life. He goes from being a ish prati, a singular person, to an ish kloli, to a public person. In other words, when a person's first born, those formative years, so he's developing himself, he's growing, he's learning, he's developing himself. And then, at a certain point in his life, there's that transition, where he's giving over to others, where he's involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, etc. So Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, Chidah is explaining, first Tzedek. First, you have to fill yourself up. Titztak Atzmucha. V'acharkach, you could be Matzdik Acherim. And that's a very important point. It's very important that an individual has this transition eventually in his life. But sometimes people make the transition too early. They never fully develop themselves before they're able to give over to others. Tzadek asmacha v'charkach titztach acherim. In fact, Rav Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes from Rav Soloveitchik an idea that he said in a drasha to explain the famous Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says that if a person is mavdil, makes havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, that he's going to be zocher, that his sons are going to be mora hara. They'll be able to paskin and teach others, etc. And Rav Soloveitchik discussed what's the connection between Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos and being able to teach others. And Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Soloveitchik explained that the idea is that the minigun of Havdalah is that we fill the kos up till it's flowing over. And that's the same idea. Person first has to fill himself up, and then he's so full, the overflow, he's able to share with his Talmidim. And that's a big yesod. That's very important to have, to go from being an ish prati to an ish kololi. But first, tzadek atzmecha, that you have to make sure that you fully developed, and sometimes you need to ask a older person, am I ready yet for the transition? To go from Talmud to Rebbe, at what point? To go from a person who's Oseich B'Tzorchei Prat, to then go to the Tzorchei Klal. There is another pasuk in this week's parsha that I'd like to focus on, and that is, Losakim l'cha matzeva, Asher Sonei Hashem Elokecha. That we shouldn't have matzevas. And Rashi explains matzeva is when something that they would bring a korban on, but it was one stone, one big stone, as opposed to a mizbeach, which had multiple stones, which had very small multiple stones. And Rashi explains in the time of the Avos, they had matzevas, and now it's only mizbeach. What's the idea? So the Morva Shemesh explains al derech hadrush, but it's an important yisod. Losachim l'cha matzeva. Matzeva is lashon mutzav. It means that you're in one situation. You don't move forward. Shalot yishar b'matzav echad. You never progressed. You always remained the way you are. As opposed to a mizbeach, we have many stones adding up, each one another stone and another stone, etc. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe says an interesting idea. He says the idea of matzeva, why can't we have a matzeva? Because a matzeva means this is it, I'm done. I have my stone up and that's it, nothing to add. And now I want to get reward from that. The answer is, in this world, it's a constant obligation throughout our lives to continue to add and add. You can't just make a matzeva. That's why Rav Moshe writes, the only time we have a matzeva now is after somebody dies. Then we put up a matzeva. Because then his work is complete. He finished. He completed his work, and now he's right to get a schar. It's only in the time of the Avos, said Rav Moshe, when there was no real chiyuv mitzvos. So then one could say, I did this, I want to get a schar, because I really don't have an obligation to continue further. But that's the idea, matzeva, it's mutzav, it's sealed, it's finished, done. Hashem Yishmuel has another interpretation of matzeva along the lines that we were saying before, that the matzeva is the prat, mizbeach is the klal, and the Maral says a similar idea as well, that Hashem wants that everyone should give to the tzibur. It shouldn't be just a person in solitude serving Hashem, but he wants that he should give his talents to the tzibur, etc. In fact, there's a famous Mishnah in Yuma discussing certain people and who had certain talents that they didn't want to teach others. On Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Beis Garmu L'Rotzu Lamed Ma'aseh Lechem Aponim. There's one family that knew how to do bake the lechem aponim, and they didn't want to teach it to others. And other one family knew how to do make the ketores, so they had a koach haprat, but they never wanted to give it to the klal. And if you add these two things together, that matzeva means mutzav, and it means the prat, it means, so the isser of losakim b'cha matzeva al derech ha'ashkafa means don't be a person who stays in one position, who never makes that transition from being an adam prati to an adam klali. He never wants to be part of the community, to be involved in the communal events, to be teach Torah to others, just private person. Everyone has to give something to the klal. And that's losachim Muhammad Sayyid. And it's interesting, in this week's parsha, we also have the parsha of the melech. And the Melech has certain commandments that he shouldn't have too many horses, too many wives. Special Isser, or Yoram Levovo, he shouldn't become a Balgaiva. And the Shem Yishmuel explains what's the idea of the Melech. And the Shem Yishmuel quotes the Rambam. The Rambam explains, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, Lashon Rambam, Yishalibo Hu Leiv Kol Ka'al Yisrael. That the king represents the whole community. He's Libo Leiv Kol Ka'al Yisrael. He's the ultimate Isha Tzibur. He's the ultimate Korach HaKlal. And that's why, says the Shem Shmuel, he has to have a certain tzivoy, that he shouldn't become a Balgaiva. Because a lot of times, person deals with the Klal, it gets to his head, has so much power, involved in a communal thing, and it becomes a Balgaiva. No, have to make sure, special tzivoy. In fact, the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu says that the three midos, destructive midos, gaiva, taiva, and chemda. Gaiva is haughtiness, taiva is lust. And chemda is a desire for material things. And he says those are the three things that the king is commanded. Lo yivra susim, that's the ultimate gaiva. Sus v'rochbo, go ga'ah, there's all quotes from the pasuk in the Shira. So riding on the horse, that's the ultimate gaiva. Lo yar benoshim is taiva. Kesev v'zav is chemda. Person is evolved now, becomes the ish hatzibur, ish hakloli. He has to make sure to be extra careful that he shouldn't overstep. He shouldn't overstep his bounds, and therefore that's the extra tzivoy. I think there's another idea in Melech, which the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Korach explains, that the time that a person becomes an ish, from an ish prati to an ish klali, is when he gets married. Before marriage, he's a singular person, even if he's involved in sibur dika things, but he's still an ish prati. Marriage is ish klali, and that's what he quotes in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kevin Lamed Beis Amed Beis, Kevin to also Rabbim Minei Kerabim Dami, because now offspring is going to come from him. The Rabbim is going to come from him. So he's an Ish Kloli. And he quotes the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Korach from his father, the Avni Nezer, that Birkas Chasanim, Sheva Brachas, we have a minion. The Gemara quotes from Apostle 1, we have a minion. That's exactly it. Because Nisuin is the transformation of the person from an Ish Prati to an Ish Kloli. That's what Nisuin is. Now he's part of the Tzibur. Now he's creating the Tzibur. That's why the Yerushalmi says, Mochlim lo kol avonosov, because he's a Beria Chadasha. Till now he was a singular. He was like a Matseva. Now he's a Mizbeach. And that's, says the Shem Yishmuel, why we have 7 days. Sheva brachas to 7 days. Because seven represents all the different midos, chesed and gevura and everything. And the whole gamut of the 7 days is all the different midos coming together, the whole klal. Because he's becoming an ish klali, an ish hatzibur. And that's what marriage is about. And perhaps, I think some might say, that that's the idea of Chasam Domed LaMelech. Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer says Chosun Domel Melech, because a Melech is Libo Leiv Shokol Ha'om. He's the ultimate Sibur person, and that's what a Chosun is becoming. He's becoming a Melech. He's becoming Libo Leiv Kol HaKahol. And that's the idea. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, Tzedek Atzmecha, first develop yourself as an individual, and then Titztak Acherim, like the Chidah says. Lo Sokim Lecha Matseva, don't stay in one place. Don't become an individual who's always a Matseva. But move on. Become the Melech. Libo Lev Kolaam. And everyone in its own way. Some are going to have a communal position. Some are just their own family. That's a tzibur. That's a mishpacha. That's not a yachid. In the Chasam Sofer, in Parshas Baal Oskar, in the Haftorah, famous Haftorah, Rani Vesimchi, says, Nosati l'chom malachim ben ha'omdim ha'ela. Chasam Sofer writes in the Torah Moshe. He says an individual is considered a holech because a person is moving, progressing. A malach is an omed. Malach is holy, but he doesn't go higher. Nosati l'chom malachim ben ha'omdim ha'ela, says the Chasam Sofer. In this world, a person can be holy. Once he gets to Olam Haba, there's no mitzvahs to do anymore. We know the Vilna Gaon said, he cried before he died. He said, in this world, for a couple of prutos, I can buy tzitzis, I can do mitzvahs. In the old world, and in Olam Haba, I can't. But says the Chasam Sofer, there's one point. If a person has banim, talmidim, he has hashpa, even just hashpa on other people, then he's considered, even after Chas V'Shalom he passes away, he's still a holech, because his influence is still felt. So that's pshat in the pasuk, v'nasati l'cha malachim, you're going to be a holech bein ha'omdim, even when you're amongst the angels in Olam Ha'emes, and you're going to be amongst the angels which are an omed, you'll still be a mahalech, because you're still going higher and higher, because your influence is still being felt. So if a person leaves the Koach HaPrati and he goes to the Koach HaKloli, so then he has zchuyos that are immeasurable, nitzchias. And everyone has to know at what time he's ready to make that transition minak prat leklal. It's an important transition to make, and everyone in every way could influence Mashpia. But Prat LaKlal, that we have to Lo Sokim L'cha Matseva, don't stay in one place. But Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, Tzedek Atzmecha, and then Achar Tach Tzitzach Acherim, like the Havdalah Kos, flowing over. Fill up the coast first, and then the Hashpa, as Rosh Hashanah said for Rosh Soloveitchik, will flow over to others. And that's the ultimate lesson that we learn here in Parsha Shoftim, of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, of Losakim Muhammad Seva, and then from the Parsha HaMelech. It's the Melech's Libo Kolam, Mamalchi Rabbanan, and Bez Hashem, we should all be Matzliach, to make the transition and be matzliach in the right time, min haprat el haklal, b'halichas ha'adam ba'olam.